The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. The first time I stepped into my little hometown library, it felt like a home away from home. Our two librarians were always available with a suggestion of a good book. No money was needed, which was another bonus for me. I have continued to be an avid reader and lover of libraries. I spent my career as an assistant librarian in several of the St. Vrain Valley School District libraries. Now retired, I find the Longmont Public Library fills my needs in so many ways. The current bestseller beckons, and I may have to choose something else when the waitlist is long, but it will eventually be in my hand or on my mobile device, ready to help me learn something new or transport me to another time or place. My library card also allows me to check out games, tools, and electronics, take in-person and online classes, use meeting spaces, and get free passes to many popular museums and art galleries. Then there are all the programs offered to every age. Our children's department had more than 2,000 participants in the summer reading program this year. The teen librarians have also seen an increase in program attendance, giving our kids a safe, and cost-free, place to get together. Total checkouts for 2022 were in the top 15 of all Colorado libraries, and projections for 2023 are over 1 million. Clearly, many others besides myself take advantage of all the library has to offer. I fully support ballot issue 3C, as it will secure the future of our library. Studies show that a well-functioning library is essential to a healthy and democratic community where freedom of, and equal access to, information supports an educated, empowered electorate. Libraries are one of the only places the public can gather and not be asked to spend money. Studies show that communities that support their public library have a higher rate of literacy and lower rate of crime. The current funding does not cover programming, much less expansion. The estimated sales tax increase is projected to be 15 cents per $100 purchase, with a property tax increase of $35 on a $500,000 assessed residence. When you consider that two new hardback books on Amazon average $54, and trips to a museum average $22 per adult, this taxation is well worth the money. I would encourage you to visit the library's homepage at longmontcolorado.gov, or the 409 4th Avenue location to see for yourself all that our library has to offer. Linda Stewart, Library Supporter.